Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A state of emergency is now in place in Pennsylvania, where a fuel tanker caught fire this morning and caused part of I-95 to collapse. Governor Josh Shapiro.
With regards to the complete rebuild of I-95 roadway, we expect that to take some number of months. We expect it to take that time, and we will have that specific timeline set forth once the engineers in PennDOT have completed their review.
Till then, authorities are urging drivers to stay away from that area. Former President Trump's back on the campaign trail in Florida and brushing off those federal charges he's facing for allegedly mishandling classified documents.
The indictment alleges Trump knowingly kept and risked exposing records with America's top secrets, including nuclear and military capabilities, showing some to a writer and political ally, and of trying to cover it up. Mr. Trump's allies say the charges, which carry a maximum penalty of decades in prison, go a step too far.
Most Republicans believe that the law is used as a weapon.
Cristian Benavides, CBS News, Miami.
Ukraine's military says it's recaptured three villages from Russians in its counteroffensive in southeastern Ukraine. Yuri Sak is an advisor to Ukraine's defense ministry.
Every single village, every inch of our land is strategically important in a way for us, because priority number one is achieving maximum result with, of course, minimum losses for our own troops.
Novak Djokovic makes history at the French Open by beating Casper Ruud in straight sets. Russell Fuller's with the BBC.
Djokovic is the first man in history to secure 23 Grand Slam titles. He said he was overwhelmed with wonderful emotions when he clinched the match and made history. The Serbian player is the oldest man ever to win the French Open and will start a 388th week as world number one on Monday.
Pope Francis followed doctor's orders today and skipped his Sunday public blessing as he recovers from surgery. The Vatican says he followed Mass on TV, then prayed privately in a small chapel at the hospital. He's expected to stay there a few more days. Some Like It Hot leads Broadway's Biggest Night with 13 nominations tonight, including Best Musical. Ain't No Mo, A Doll's House, and Leopoldstadt leads the plays category with 6 nods each. The Tony Awards are happening in New York City tonight because of the writer's strike in Hollywood. It had to switch locations, and of course, there are no scripts. So we'll see what happens tonight on CBS. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Walks can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 42. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 71. Overcast skies. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 50. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of Seth Faces the Music. And yes, indeed, you just heard the Captain and Tennille on this show, but I do have a reason for it, so don't get all up in my snorkel, all right? Besides, that song was written by Neil Sedaki, our old friend. Anyway, there is an answer song to this one, and it comes from an extremely surprising source, the post-punk band Joy Division, who in their very brief career with troubled singer Ian Curtis created some amazing music until his tragic death and the rest of the band members went on to become New Order, one of the most iconic songs of the era. Here's Love Will Tear Us Apart.
We'll myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. I wrote
The Rolling Stones again with Sympathy for the Devil. And here's another case of a song that inspired a group many, many decades later to pen a response. In this case, it's the band OK Go. And here is their musical answer to that song, a good idea at the time.
About St. Petersburg, I was never there myself, so come on. Yeah, come on. Offstage, I might have cried all night, I couldn't save myself, so come on. Yeah, come on. I appreciate your courtesy, you well learned politics, but you got yourself into your own mess. You know the demons in the disguise, a good idea at the time.
Break time again, everybody. When we come back, we have a classic tune from one of the founders of the Velvet Underground, produced by David Bowie. Controversial at the time, probably still somewhat controversial, but it led to an answer song that could not be more different in sound, but it is there. You have to listen closely, but you will hear not only the influence of the original song, but where it took it on its own. Stay tuned, everyone. This is WFHR.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Because when you travel in Wisconsin, you see what our beautiful state has to offer. And now, more than ever, you see the importance of the travel and tourism industry and the impact it has on our community's small businesses, infrastructure, and economy. Destination marketing organizations statewide are working diligently to generate the economic benefits tourism has to offer and ensure that tourism in Wisconsin recovers better than ever. Their work to drive visitation, book meetings and conventions, and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover Wisconsin, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. And you can do your part just by exploring Wisconsin yourselves or supporting your local destination marketing organization directly. To learn more about what Wisconsin's destination marketing organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com.
Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. She was everybody's darling, but she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. Gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, do 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 do. Do 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 do.
for me. Says she lives for me, ovation. Her own motivation. She comes out and she goes down on me. And I'll make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you wanna do, coming over you. Keep on smiling, what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a coda with the curse. Down on the mattress one, and you hold me, and we are broken. Still it's not it, I wanna feel just a little. Now feel myself heavy on the ground. I'm scared, I'm not coming down. No, no. And I won't run for my life. She's got the trust now, locked down in a smile. But nothing is alright, alright.
I hope you caught the connective tissue between those two songs. The doot-doot-doot, doot-doot-doot. Yes, that's right. That was what inspired Third Eye Blind to write their response to Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed. And they recorded Semi-Charmed Life. Up next, we have one of the greatest pieces of spoken word music ever recorded. And a song that was maybe not a direct response to it, but there are certain things that it is responding to that are mentioned. The song we're going to be playing is The Revolution Will Not Be Televised by Gil Scott-Heron. In there, he makes a specific reference to the hillbilly kind of shows that were on network television at the time, the late 60s, early 70s. And not long after he recorded that, the networks did what was called the Rural Purge, where they got rid of a whole bunch of the still popular shows such as The Beverly Hillbillies, Hee Haw, The Lawrence Welk Show, stuff that was popular in the rural areas. Now, in response to this, the host of Hee Haw, Roy Clark, also a noted songwriter and singer, decided to pen a song that kind of poked fun not only at the revolution being televised, but also that they might have lost network support, but Lawrence Welk and Hee Haw were still going strong in syndication. Maybe a little schadenfreude going on there. So after Gil Scott-Heron, we've got Roy Clark and the Lawrence Welk Hee Haw Counter-Revolution Polka.
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Music revolution. The hippies say they'll overcome us all. But while they're blowing smoke and air pollution, we're hanging on with help from Geritol. They're rounding up the squares in California. They're picking off our heroes in New York. But they'll never take away our champagne music as long as Lawrence Welk can pop his cork. And they still do the polka in Milwaukee, still do the waltz in Tennessee, still picking bluegrass in Kentucky with old-fashioned country harmony. So give me some beer-drinking music and play that double eagle march for me. For they still do the polka in Milwaukee. So let me hear that one or two or three. The big wheels at the network started spinning. The verdict was that Hee-Haw had to go. Cause city slickers don't believe in grinning. And who the heck needs jokes in Kokomo? They canceled all the singing and the picking. But the stubborn little donkey wouldn't leave. And that little fella's still alive and kicking. And Hee-Haw's laughing up its sleeve. Hee-Haw! And they still do the polka in Milwaukee. Still do the waltz in Tennessee. Still picking bluegrass in Kentucky with old-fashioned country harmony. So give me some beer-drinking music and let me hear that one or two or three while we swing to that good old country music. For Hee-Haw is good enough for me. Yes, Hee-Haw is good enough for me.
I may have just broken the space-time continuum by playing those two songs one after the other. But that's what this show is all about. One more break, everyone, then we're going to wrap up the show. We have coming up a song that was made a big hit by Elvis, but was originally recorded by someone very, very different, and a response song that was so close to the original that they eventually got sued for it. You're not going to want to miss it here on WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping around my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. You told me you was high class, but I can see through that. Yes, you told me you was high.
Big Mama Thornton with the original recording of Lieber and Stoller's Hound Dog. No disrespect to the king of rock, of course, but I'm sorry. His version does not hold a candle to the Big Mama there. Ooh. Now, that song was a big R&B hit when it was first recorded, and as was the practice of the day back in the mid-50s, some other person would hear the song and write a response to it. It was pretty common, and this one was no exception, meaning that out in Memphis, Tennessee, the DJ and recording artist for Stax Records, Rufus Thomas, another legend, decided to give it a little back to Big Mama there with his recording, Bearcat.
You know what you said about me, don't you, woman? Well, you ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more. You said you was a long hair, but I can see through that. You said you was a long hair, but I can see through that. And mama, I know you just an old bearcat. You ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. Ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more. Oh, I'll rub ya. Old Sue Bone. You ain't nothing but a bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You just an old bearcat. Been scratching at my door. You can purr, pretty kitty, but I ain't gonna rub you no more. We'll be right back.
Melba Moore wrapping up the show today, everyone, with her response to Billy Ocean's Caribbean Queen. Hope you had a great time this weekend. I sure did. We'll see you next weekend for more Seth Faces the Music. Bye-bye.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America,
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.